堂听 class.com。
The Necklace by Guy de Maupassant。She dreamed of echoing halls hung with oriental draperies and lighted by tall bronze candelabra, while two tall footmen in knee breeches drowsed in great armchairs by reason of the heating stove's oppressive warmth. She dreamt of splendid parlors furnished in rare old silks, of carved cabinets loaded with priceless bric-a-brac, and of entrancing little boudoirs,just right for afternoon chats with bosom friends, men famous and sought after, the envy and the desire of all the other women. When she sat down to dinner at a little table covered with a cloth 3 days old, and looked across at her husband as he uncovered the soup and exclaimed with an air of rapture, "Oh, the delicious stew! I know nothing better than that."She dreamt of dainty dinners, of shining silverware, of tapestries which peopled the walls with antique figures and strange birds in fairy forests. She dreamt of delicious viands served in wonderful dishes, of whispered gallantries heard with a sphinx-like smile as you eat the pink flesh of a trout or the wing of a quail. She had no dresses, no jewels,Nothing, and she loved nothing else. She felt made for that alone. She was filled with a desire to please, to be envied, to be bewitching and sought after. She had a rich friend, a former schoolmate at the convent, whom she no longer wished to visit because she suffered so much when she came home. For whole days at a time she wept without ceasing,in bitterness and hopeless misery.